Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? This is take five, okay? I've been really screwing this up. But, man, we are still kind of quarantined, and we're basically, halfway through the year. This is crazy. But I hope you're doing well. It's been a fever dream of a year, right? Kobe, then COVID, then the Floyd stuff, then we have protests and riots and people tearing statues down, shit's on fire. This has been insane, man. Absolutely nuts. But I'll get into all that. First off, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for downloading, tuning in, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell your friends. All right, tell people you don't like. Tell people that you know don't want to hear the shit I have to say. Tell them about my podcast. Maybe I can open their mind a little bit, you know? Okay? We're not asking you to wear a goddamn BLM shirt. Just go, you know what? Maybe we should stop being dicks a little bit, you know? But I'm seeing a nice uptick in numbers. I really appreciate it. It's not been a great year. We're getting through it, and goddamn it, we'll get through it. We will. But, man, I guess I'll start with my milestone as I usually do every week. For those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's doing, stuff that he's going through. Sometimes it's big, little. Sometimes it's much or nothing. He's still doing what he's been doing. He's really into the Mario still. And he's really gotten into Minecraft. I laughed so hard today. He goes, I added a +7 attack to these hoes, Dad. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, no, Minecraft. And he was actually talking about like the garden tool, a hoe. But it was just funny as hell to hear him say that and have no idea the other connotation that have. But so he's really wanting to be a YouTuber and make videos. It's really cute. Like, this is what he likes to do now. It's kind of sad, but it's cute. He likes to make these maps on Mario Maker. He knows them front and back. He made it. But then once he makes it and publishes it, he'll go and play it and then act as if he's never seen it before. And he's like, okay, guys, we're going to try this map out called this. And then he's just imitating all the YouTubers that he watches. It's so cute. He's got his laugh, and he's using all the, you know, bruh and dude and these hitboxes are garbage, bro. You know, stuff like that. It's really fun. It's cute. It's innocent, and I gotta get him set up right. So I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna bullshit. Let me just get him set up with this. I heard a mixer. It's on Xbox. So I go through that whole thing of getting it set up. And literally the next day, they're like, basically, Mixer's dead. I guess they combined with Facebook or something, and no one's really going to use it because Twitch is better. So I spent 2 days, you know, waiting for it seems like a cooldown period. It's weird, like, how some states have a cooldown period when you want to buy a gun. There's like a cooldown gaming period where you make your profile, but you got to wait 24 hours before you can even stream. Like, somebody's going to angrily stream. Like, you saw something. It's like, fuck that. I'm about to get on here and just start streaming like crazy. I'm going to go on here and say some crazy wild shit. So, yeah, I sat through the whole cooldown period. I'm finally approved to stream, and then the company goes basically belly up or goes to shit. I don't know if it went belly up, but I'm listening to the gamers. I'm not a gamer. They go, yo, Mixer sucks now. It's being combined with Facebook. It doesn't have all these features or whatever. So now I have to get them set up on Twitch. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And he also wants an actual, like, desktop. Why did I say that weird? A desktop computer. So now I gotta go and get that all done. I gotta go buy a tower, motherboard, you know, hard drive, power supply, all that, just for him to play one game. But that's part of being a dad, and it'll be dope, man. So hopefully we can get one of the rooms downstairs kind of set up like a little studio, maybe, you know, somewhere I could do my podcast. My wife likes to do these photo shoots. He can game in there, and almost like a little multimedia room. I think that's like the way people are going nowadays, because I've seen a lot of my friends. They're kind of getting rid of their formal dining rooms and turning them into like either like a little multimedia room or some type of studio or even an office. So I got to get working on that. But yeah, man, we're still here. We're still, just waiting for this to be over. I didn't want to say anything because I know how certain people feel, but I was supposed to do a weekend this weekend with Norman, South Carolina, but apparently they're spiking. So, and I guess Cuomo implemented some type of like a travel restriction where if you go to a hot zone or something like that, you have to self-quarantine yourself. Why did I say that? You have to self-quarantine for 14 days, and that would be a hassle for Mr. Norman. So he went ahead and said, we'll just reschedule it. He didn't want to risk, you know, not being able to come back to his own home for 2 weeks. So we canceled it, and I'm here. So I'm working on getting the multimedia room set up. You know, I'm excited for him, and hopefully he likes doing that, because it's not going to be easy to get it all set up. And what I'm really hoping for is he likes it. He continues to do that. He gets good at editing. And as long as I stick with comedy, I'll have a nice young person who can make my videos and graphics and shit for me for free. That's the perk of being a parent. I'm going to teach my son, you know, how to use all this stuff, editing software. And then I'm going to basically make him make my shit for me. So I think that's probably the equivalent of back in the day when your parents would yell at you while you were outside to come back and change the channel for them or get the remote. So I think that's what I'm going to do. You know, when he's like 10 or 12, he wants to go outside. Or, hey, man, you got to come in here and finish, you know, making these videos for me, man. I got to put these on Instagram. Where are my captions? It's like you didn't do the dishes or the captions for my comedy videos. You're grounded. Get up there and finish making my intro animations for my videos that are getting 47 views, son. Come on. Put in all that extra work for me. But, yeah. Man, I've really been making a point to ignore a lot of social media lately just to get me in a funnier mood, man. But I feel guilty if I'm trying to be funny with all this shit going on, you know, especially as a black dude. It's just it's a tough thing to balance, but I have to tell myself not to feel guilty. I can't bombard myself with that and put myself in a bad mood and have it affect not only myself but my family life. So I'm working on that balance, you know. So, I spoke to my cousin the other day, man, and we're both, you know, 40-year-old guys, and we were just talking about how we grew up, and, it's fucked up, man, because you grow up with the wrong idea of, like, what a guy is supposed to be, and, you know, you're supposed to be tough and calling each other bitches when we don't want to do certain things, whether it's tote guns or do drugs or sell drugs and all that kind of stuff, and not to cry, and you got to be tough, you got to stop complaining, don't be in touch with your feelings, man. And as I've gotten older, I've definitely moved away from that, but that's such a thing, especially amongst black men, because we're seen as the boogeyman. Like, it's really weird how people just don't think we have feelings or that we don't care about other people and things. And when you think about it, you rarely ever see, like, men cry, let alone black dudes cry, man. And, like, with all these videos and stuff we've seen and you hear the audio of like literally black men crying, pleading. Like, that's a hard thing for any man to do, is to plead with another man to stop doing something to you. Hearing people wince in pain. I'm talking like big dudes, you know, pleading and begging. That is hard to hear. You know, people asking, please don't do this to me. Why are you doing this to me? You're hurting me. That is hard to hear, man. Like, I've heard it brings me to tears. And what makes it worse, we've been so programmed to like think that shit is not cool, or it's wrong, or you're a bitch for doing it. Like I said, I've definitely changed, but there's still that very small part of in my brain when you hear that, you go, man, why is this nigga crying like this? And it's just like, that's how deep rooted that shit is in our psyches. And it's like, we have to get rid of that shit. You know, that makes me feel bad that there's like this tiny speck that's still in there that I'm getting rid of. I know that's wrong, but it's still like, man, why are you crying watching these videos, man? These niggas shouldn't be crying. You know, it's fucked up, but you can't cry. It's like, that's not cool. Like, we've done this shit to ourselves as well. You know, well, I can't say we've done it to ourselves. We've been programmed to think like that. And it's so fucked up. It's so fucked up, man. It's so wrong to do. But I'm glad I'm recognizing that. And really, it's like I said, it's really a small part of me, but I'm really working on like, hey, don't think like that. Do not think like that. Like I ran late because my wife had an interview, and I live in Virginia. It's hot as shit. It was probably like 90 degrees. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out here. I'm going to knock out these 2 miles. And that's actually 2.25 because I run on my street. But like halfway through, I started making all these excuses up like, oh, I got to go, you know, to Sam's, and I got to get salmon. I got to do this. I got to meet my buddy at 12:30. It's 11:30 right now. I still got to take a shower. It's going to take 20 minutes to get there. I tried to find every excuse to not do it, but I had to suck it up, and I had to push those excuses down to go, fuck that. You have nowhere to be. You really don't have to meet with your buddy. The only thing you have to do today is run. Sam's is open until like 8:00. I don't have to go right now. So just like me pushing those excuses, you know, to quit running down, I have to push down that little part of me that's still there that kind of judges other men when I hear them crying and shit like that. And I know that's not cool to do. You know, it's not. I was thinking recently, I was thinking about the polarization of our country politically and racially, but mainly politically, because that affects it all. Just thinking about how dangerous that really is, because I always heard it. I've said it was so polarized, but I never really thought about how messed up and dangerous that really is, you know, and what that says and how we have to be very careful with this, and it's really detrimental that we find things that we can agree on, right? Because look, we have a political spectrum, left to right, right to left, however you want to look at it. You know, you got the liberals over here, conservatives over here, and in between you have all these issues. And it seems like nowadays, and I'm pretty sure it's kind of always been like this, but probably not to this extent. It almost seems like with every issue from guns to civil rights, social justice, reproductive rights, LGBTQIA plus rights, it's like we're polarized on every single topic and subject. We can't agree on anything, right? It's just like, I like guns, and other people are like, fuck that, get rid of all of them. I'm for abortion. Fuck that. Nobody should have them. It's just like we have to find some fundamental things that we agree on, because if we don't, when one side takes control, they're going to end up running the whole board with it. So we're going to end up either far to the right or far to the left. And that's not a country that I want to live on. We need to find some common ground within these topics in the middle that we can agree on. You know, hopefully as many as possible. So when one side does take over and we get to that topic, the other side can go, nah, man, hey, we kind of agree that we don't really want to go that far. Or we all already agree, like, hey, we're not going to go that far. Or, hey, we're going to stop from doing this. We need that. This is like one big relationship, man. One big relationship where we need to find some fundamental ideals, ideas, ideology, I don't even know the word, just topics, whatever it is. We need to find some things that we can agree on so we can stop this like takeover from other side. We need a healthy balance. Like I said, this is like a relationship, right? This is a relationship with over 300 million people. It's difficult. Very difficult. But for any relationship to be successful at all, there needs to be some common areas that you can agree on. You and your wife, you and your husband, your partner, your spouse, whatever you want to call this other individual, there's some things you need to agree on, right? Because if you don't, then what's the real basis behind the relationship? You know, we've all had an experience where, like, in your younger days, where, like, you and a person might have great sex, but there's nothing else there, and eventually it kind of falls apart. Or, yeah, just, you know, you need to have other things. It's like, well, we connected physically, but ideologically, I can't say it. And I'm not deleting this whole fucking podcast. You know what? I deserve this because my buddy sent me a video of Lil Boosie trying to say economy, and he butchered it, and I laughed so hard. And here I am, I can't even, you know, say ideology. So, goddamn, that is comedy right there. Holy shit. But we just need things that we can agree on as a couple, whether it's religion or how you want to raise your kid, where you want to live, how you should raise your kid. Do you want to have kids? Stuff like that. You have to agree. And another thing, there has to be equality in a relationship if it's going to work. People have to feel heard. People have to feel valued. We've all had relationships where at some point in time we had a disagreement and it was very bad. And either you guys stopped talking for a couple of days, she goes to her mom's, you go downstairs to the couch, you go to a buddy's house, but it's ugly. You're not sure if you're going to make it, but cooler heads prevail. And things work out. You both come back and go, hey, you know what? You're right. I was doing this. You're right. I should have been listening. Vice versa. And guess what? Your relationship ends up being stronger after that argument. That's what I feel like we're going through here now. It's just like people have to fucking listen. And I get it. It might be tough for a lot of white people to hear shit, but it is what it is. Y'all not fucking perfect. Our country ain't fucking perfect. It's very, very flawed. We have a fucked up history, and people are sick of celebrating that shit. It is what it is. Now, no one's saying, like, after they take these statues down, they should be melted down. Well, I'm pretty sure some people are. But put them in a museum. Put them somewhere where people can see them. If you want to talk about it, go to a museum. They don't need to be out in fucking public anymore. People are sick of the shit. They fucking lost. That's it. That's great. They were your ancestors, but they fucking lost. You can go see them in a museum. Either outdoor or indoor. I don't care where, but most people, especially black people, are sick of seeing the shit. Now, do they bother me? No, because I'm just used to it. But people are right. It's time to let that shit go. You're fucking lost. It's over with. It's over. Time to move on. This is a very young country. We feel like we're better than we are. you know? And it comes to a point where you got to realize, like, you know what? I'm not as great as I am. We're not going to get better until we fix this shit and move on. No one's saying you got to forget about all these Confederate soldiers and these racist ass fucking presidents and leaders we had. You don't have to forget about them, but we don't want to see these motherfuckers in public anymore. Sick of it. I don't care about Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's, but guess what? People are sick of seeing that shit. We all know that shit is fucking low-key racist. But it makes you feel comfortable. And the thing is, most of y'all motherfuckers don't even eat Uncle Ben's or even use Aunt Jemima fucking syrup. It's just comforting. It's time to fucking move on. The Land O'Lakes lady, she's gone. You think Land O'Lakes tastes any different? No, people are sick of other people using our fucking images from a time that was fucked up. You just got to understand that. You just have to understand that. And I know it's change hurts. It's not always fun. But it's time to move on. And I think if we can come to some type of agreement as a country, and if we can find those, I want to say ideological. There it is, ideological. I said it. Bam. If we can find some common ground in those areas, I really feel like we can do a lot of things as a country, man. Look how well we've done and the advancements we've made with all this friction. And I get steel sharpened steel, but it's just like, why do we just want to use that phrase to act like, hey, if we're assholes to each other, then we're making ourselves even tougher. It's just like, let's work smarter, not harder. You know? And I'm not saying racism will ever just fully go away, but we just need to listen to each other. If we want a successful relationship, if we want a successful nation, we need to listen to each other. We need to feel equal and need to feel heard in this relationship. Acknowledge things that were done wrong, and we can move on. And we have to go, you know, we have to be willing to make those changes and work at them. There are shitty cops out there. Now ain't the time to be showing videos of cops playing basketball with black kids. That's great. He's doing his job. That's not the shit that's hurting the image of the police. It's the ones that are falsely arresting, planting evidence, beating the shit out of, and killing people who don't deserve to be killed. All right? Proportionality. You forget that when it's convenient for you. Okay, somebody had a DUI. They ran away from you. That is not a reason to shoot somebody in the back. It's fucking ridiculous. This Elijah kid, this sweet kid, man, he reminds me of so much of my son. He's telling these guys they're doing a great job and that he loves them and respects them as they're injecting this dude with ketamine and it killed him. What the fuck is wrong with these people, man? That story kills me. That kid reminds me of what Miles could possibly be like when he's older. He's a sweet kid. And no one says he's perfect, because I'm pretty sure when people see that shit, the first thing they want to do is go find out if they have a record and go, well, he stole a candy bar in 2003. What the fuck kind of shit is that? That sounds like some Soviet Russian shit right there, man. You're just trying to find something that a person did 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, and justify their murder for something completely unrelated. I'm telling people, man, you keep this shit up, all the people that are defending this, at some point in time, they're going to come for you, and it's going to be too late. It's going to be too far gone. Too far gone. We have to find some common ground. We have to find some shit to agree on as soon as possible. We need to find that. Or guess what? We will not have a country anymore. This shit is not about black people wanting to take over or liberals wanting to take over. People just want to be heard and go, hey, this shit's fucked up. No one's trying to take shit from you, white guy. No one's trying to take shit from you. If anything, we trying to get what the fuck you have. the benefit of the doubt. People just assuming that we are where we're supposed to be. That's all we're asking for, is some goddamn equality. That's it. But there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm not on Twitter as much, but follow me anyway. I'll follow you back. I probably won't. I want a nice ratio. At Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N. That's it. I'm out. Peace. Enjoy the weekend. Yay.